High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, and Din's Country Meat.
We bid you good evening from Fall City, the RAP, the Row Activity Center on the campus of Sacred Heart High School. It's time for Class D2 Sub-District Boys Basketball action tonight here on KTNC. The Sacred Heart Irish facing the Diller O'Dell Griffins. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer once again tonight for high school basketball. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer tonight back at the KTNC studios. Well, it's a matchup between a couple of teams that have seen each other. They are familiar with one another. Sacred Heart went out and picked up a win at Diller O'Dell earlier in the season. These teams got here. Sacred Heart, by way of a blowout over Lewiston. They beat Lewiston in the first round of the sub-district. The final there was Sacred Heart 73 and Lewiston 15. The Diller O'Dell Griffins had a little tougher time of it. They got the win over a good Sterling team. The final in that one was 41-35. Diller O'Dell with the win over the Sterling Jets, and that's what put those two into this sub-district final tonight. Over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, John Nixon is on the air. He's doing a Missouri district finals. The Mount City Panthers are leading Worth County at halftime, 52-40. Get this, Mount City's Tony Osborne. By now, if you know anything at all about Mount City basketball, you've heard Tony's name. Tony Osborne crossed 3,000 career points in a game the other night. Tonight, at halftime, his team leading 52-40, and Tony has 41 of their 52 points at halftime. He hit 8 three-pointers in the first half. That game going on right now over on Sunny 101.3. They started an hour ahead of us. They tipped off at 6 o'clock. Here, we've got, as we said, the Irish and the Griffins. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Doug Goltz, they are 20-5 on the year. They'll go with Jacob Jordan, a 5'11 senior. Jake Freshel, a senior at 5'11. Evan Keithley, a 6'1 junior. Joe Simon, a sophomore at 6'3. And Brogan Nautical, a 6'3 senior. For the Diller O'Dell Griffins, Cooper Ebling will get the start. He's a 5'10 senior. Zach Warren, 6'1 and a sophomore. Nate Lyons is a 6'3 senior. Cooper Morgan, a freshman at 6'2, and Caden Sutton, he's their big man under the basket. Sutton, a 6'4 junior, he averages 10.5 points per ball game. Along with Nate Lyons, they lead the scores for the Diller O'Dell Griffins. The Griffins are 10-13 on the season, and they're coached by head coach Dylan Henrick. So the Sacred Heart Irish at 20-5, the Diller O'Dell Griffins at 10-13, and we're going to be underway in just a minute or two. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to the Row Activity Center here at Sacred Heart High School in Falls City. If you're just tuning in tonight, we have Class D2 Sub-District Final Action for you, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Diller O'Dell Griffins. We've had our playing of our national anthem, and we're getting set for the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. While they're doing that, it gives us a moment to remind you that we'll have more basketball coming up for you tomorrow night here on KTNC. John Nixon will be on the KTNC airways as he'll be traveling to Palmyra tomorrow night with the Sacred Heart Lady Irish as they face the Osceola Bulldogs. That game being played tomorrow night at Palmyra. I don't have the tip-off in front of me right now. I believe it's a 6 o'clock tip-off, as if I remember right. But anyway, it's at Palmyra tomorrow night. You'll hear it here on KTNC. Meanwhile, tomorrow night, I will be on the road with the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles. We're going to travel all the way out to Cross County High School. That's just south of Stromsburg on Highway 81 north of York, as the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles will face the Niobrara Verdigre and Johnson-Brock. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off, and I'll have that game for you over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. So that'll be a district final on the line there, a ticket to the state tournament. The Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles and Niobrara Verdigre tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3. Still having the introduction here over the public address system. We've already met the starters for Diller O'Dell. Once again, it's Ebling, Warren, Lyons, Morgan, and Sutton. For the Irish, Jacob Jordan, Jake Preschel, Evan Keithley, Joe Simon, and Brogan Noctical. It's always kind of a bittersweet deal when you get into these sub-district games, because you know that no matter what, one set of seniors goes home tonight and plays their final game here. For the Diller O'Dell Griffins, there are three seniors on the floor: Zeke Jones, Nate Lyons, Micah Fulker is only one of them in the starting spot. Cooper Ebling, a senior also. Sacred Heart, several seniors: Jacob Jordan, Jake Preschel, Zach Keatley, Brogan Nautical, Derek Schwong, Jacob Carney, all out there. We're ready to get underway here. Jumping it up will be Caden Sutton against Brogan Nautical, and the official steps in. Class D2 sub-district basketball is underway in Fall City. Here's the tip, controlled by the Irish. Coming up with the basketball is Joe Simon. He hands it up, gives it quickly to Jacob Jordan. Man-to-man defense opening up here for Diller O'Dell. Jacob Jordan works to the left side of the lane into the corner. Deep baseline left side. The pass goes down to Evan Keithley. Around the horn to the right side, Jake Preschel on the dribble. Preschel at the free throw line. Pulls up, looked like he was going to take a shot. Feeds it underneath to Simon. Simon got double teamed. Sutton is there to take it away. Here's a three from the right side that's up and off. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Zach Warren. Warren gets the outlet pass to Cooper Ebling, and Ebling pushes the ball up court. Off to Warren on the left elbow. Back to Ebling at the free throw circle. Looks for the cutter in the paint. Nothing there. Ebling to the left elbow now. Finds Cooper Morgan with the pass. Morgan, top of the circle, again back to Cooper Ebling. Jacob Jordan right out there in his grill defensively, pressuring defense by Sacred Heart. Jacob Jordan right up in front of Cooper Ebling, playing about 6 inches in front of his face. Across court to Nate Lyons comes the pass here on the near side. On the elbow, Lyons can't get down to the baseline. He feeds it back to Ebling. Irish running this man-to-man defense. Now baseline in the corner, Zach Warren with the basketball. Ebling dribbles between defenders, feeds to the right wing. Gives it up to Nate Lyons. Lyons comes right back to Ebling. They're running a little weave out here at the top of the free throw circle. Very patient offense thus far for Diller O'Dell. No score. We've played a minute and a half here. 6:30 to go. Ebling almost has it dribbled away by Jacob Jordan. Diller O'Dell has not taken a shot yet. They've just taken a lot of time off the clock here. Griffins, perhaps their game plan tonight is to slow things down. There's a pass that almost goes wide of the mark, but it's saved and gets back to Ebling. Ebling feeds it under the basket in traffic. Shot is up and good on the baseline left side by Zach Warren. Diller O'Dell up 2-0. Here come the Irish down quickly. Brogan Nautical with the basketball. Nautical stands at the left side of the free throw circle. A cross-court pass out onto the right elbow goes with it. Gets it to Jake Preschel. Preschel has a pick set there by Nautical. The old pick and roll. Now all the way in goes Simon with a shot that's up and blocked. Nice shot by Cade Sutton to get the block, and the rebound comes down to the Griffins. Cooper Ebling slowly up court. Del Rodell with a 2-0 lead here. 5:42 to play in the first quarter. Ebling gets it across the timeline. His pass goes to Cooper Morgan, the freshman on the left elbow. Morgan with a bounce pass back up top to Ebling. Now to the right side. Caden Sutton with the basketball. Sutton has the ball tipped away, chasing after it. Underneath, driving, laying up and good by Jake Freshel. Freshel got the steal and the lay-in and drew the foul. Jake Freshel will be at the line to shoot one shot. The foul is going to be called on Zach Warren. On Warren, his first personal team foul number one on the Griffins. At the line, Jake Freshel shooting one. Jake's aim, shot is up, and it is short off the rim. Rebound to Caden Sutton. Sutton comes down with it. Cooper Morgan, outlet pass down court to Zach Warren. Warren guarded out here carefully by Freshel. Got away from Freshel. Hands the ball to the left elbow to Ebling. Cooper Ebling, right wing. Cooper Morgan with the ball now. Morgan has lost his dribble and needs some help. He goes underneath to Caden Sutton. Sutton guarded by Simon. Couldn't get to the basket. Simon took it away from him on the baseline, and he has to ring the ball back up top to Cooper Morgan. Hand it back to Ebling. Right side bounce pass. Nate Lyons handles the ball. Keithley out there on Lyons. Off to Cooper Ebling. We're tied at two apiece here, 4:45 to play in the first quarter at the rack. Here's a steal. Jacob Jordan, fast break. He won't take it in. Now pulls out for a back away three that won't go. Rebound coming down with it as Freshel moves to the basket. Shot. Oh, pass underneath to Joe Simon. Simon with the basket. Jake Freshel with the assist. Great assist there by Jake Freshel. Found Joe Simon standing under the basket waiting for the ball. It's 4-2. Sacred Heart with their first lead to the ballgame. 4:21 to play in the first quarter. Low scoring contest so far. Lyons handling the ball at the top of the circle. Sacred Heart seems to have turned the man-to-man defense up a notch here. They've got a couple of steals and turnovers. Ebling with the basketball. Jordan on top of him. Now inside goes Caden Sutton driving lay-in up and good. Caden Sutton found a seam down the lane. Right down the avenue for the lay-in off the glass for Caden Sutton, and we're tied at four apiece. Trying to go in for a shot with Jacob Jordan. His shot was blocked nicely. Touch last by Jordan. It goes out of bounds, and that'll turn the basketball back to the Griffins. Live basketball tonight from the Rowe Activity Center here in Falls City. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play as the Griffins come on the attack. Going to have a whistle and an offensive foul. Going to be called on Cooper Ebling away from the basketball. Ebling pushing the defender out of the way there, and he gets called for the personal. Not to go inbound the pass for the Irish. He'll toss it in on the near side and back. Inbound the pass to Jacob Jordan. 3 minutes, 39 seconds to play first quarter. We're tied at four apiece. Irish with the basketball. Jacob Jordan behind the back dribble. Right side, his pass goes over to Evan Keithley. Keithley, free throw line, jump shot, short off the front of the rim, and the rebound brought down by Zach Warren. Warren, how that pass gives out to Cooper. Ebling, a cross-court pass, it comes back to Warren once again. Ebling on the dribble. Ebling this time now guarded by Jake Freshel. There's a pass wide of the mark. He was looking on the near side for Zach Warren. The ball got away and went out of bounds. Subs up off the bench now for Diller Odell. Checking into the lineup is Ty Vitosh. He's a 6-foot sophomore, comes into the ball game for the first time tonight. Let's see, we've got another sub in there we'll pick up in a minute. Who else it is? I believe here comes the Irish with the basketball, Jacob Jordan. Jordan looking inside to the left elbow to Freshel. Freshel around to the top of the key, puts it underneath, and Nachtigal shot is up and good. Freshel with the assist, Brogan Nachtigal with the basket there for the Irish. Here's Vitash with the basketball on the left side of the free throw circle. His pass comes back up top to Ebling. To the right side, Jason Arnold in the ballgame now for the Griffins. Arnold handles the basketball. He needs help. Tried to get rid of it. Ball is tipped away. Timeout's going to be taken by the Griffins. 2:39 to play in the first quarter. 6-4. The Irish up by two. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back once again to the Rural Activity Center here at Sacred Heart High School in Fall City. Randy Gatula with you tonight here on KTNC. 2 minutes, 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-4. The Irish are up by two. Griffins will have the basketball. Inbounding it will be Jason Arnold in forecourt on the side. Arnold gets the ball into Ebling. Cooper Ebling will dribble over between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Now backs clear out to the midcourt circle, being pressured out there by Sam Dunn, who just checked into the ball game. Dunn is all over Ebling. Ebling holds the basketball at the midcourt circle. Dunn has him trapped out there. Now he gets away and comes to the right side with the basketball. Back to Ebling. Ebling tries to penetrate to the lane, couldn't get there. Dunn took that away. Ball is loose on the floor. Knocked away. Picked up by Jacob Jordan. Jordan takes it in. Can't get the shot. Back up to the left elbow. Underneath it goes and not to go off the glass. Up and good. Fantastic assist by Jake Freshel. Second time he's found Brogan not to go under the bucket. It's 8-4. The Irish with their biggest lead thus far. Up by four with a minute 54 to play in the first quarter. TJ Vitosh with the basketball on the left wing. At the top of the circle. Pass goes inside the paint. A little floater off the glass. In and out of there. Wouldn't go. The shot put up by Nate Lyons. Rebound, Joe Simon. Out left pass, Jacob Jordan. Jordan driving lay-in. Up and good. Jacob Jordan with his first 2 points of the ball game. It's 10-4. The Irish up by six with a minute and a half to go. 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Cooper Ebling's pass to the right side into forecourt. Near side, Nate Lyons. Lyons guarded by Jordan. Dribbles around Jordan. Simon picks him up on the switch. Up to Caden Sutton. Across court skip pass. Finds Cooper Ebling on the left side of the free throw lane. Back to the near side on the elbow. The bounce pass comes to Nate Lyons. Cooper Ebling near the midcourt circle. Backs it all the way out near the midcourt line. Whistle and a foul away from the ball. Foul is going to be called an offensive foul on T.J. Vitosh. T.J. picks up his first personal. T.J.'s 6 foot and a sophomore. He's a big man under there, and he takes up some space. Got called for the offensive foul there. So the Irish get the ball back. It's 10-4. Sacred Heart up by six with a minute and 2 seconds to play in the first quarter as Jacob Jordan crosses the timeline and comes on the attack offensively. Around it comes to Simon. Left side, Jake Freshel. Bounce pass inside to Keithley. Back to Freshel. Open look. Three. Got it. Jake Freshel nails a three from the right wing. It's 13-4. It was 4-2 earlier, and it's an 11-point run now for the Irish. They're up by nine. There's going to be an over and back call. And they just got the ball. They were trying to bring it back here to Zach Warren, and Warren zigged when he should have zagged, and the ball went across the midcourt line. Here's Caden Sutton back into the lineup. He'll come in and place of T.J. Vitosh. 13-4. Irish up by nine with 34 seconds to play in the first period. Sacred Heart with the basketball. They inbound the pass to Jacob Jordan. Jordan, left wing, Jake Freshel. Freshel holds the ball. Had an open look. Doesn't want to take it. They're going to run the clock out here and play for one, I'm sure, with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Simon at the top of the key. Joe backs it out. Dribbles between the rings. Gives to Freshel on the right side. We're down to 12 seconds. Jacob Jordan stands in the midcourt circle. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Jordan clearing out traffic. Takes it all the way in for a driving layup. He can't get it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Ebling will put up a shot at half court. It doesn't go. After one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Dillard O'Dell Griffins 13-4. Irish up by nine. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, I just got an update from my buddy John Nixon on the game you heard live tonight over on Sunny 101.3. Mountain City gets a win over Worth County in the district final, 88-75, your final. Mountain City 88, Worth County 75. But listen to this. Tony Osborne scored 62 points in the ball game. That's a new school record at Mountain City. He broke his own record. 62 tonight for Tony Osborne in the win for the Panthers. We're back to live action here at the Rack. Dylan Rodell with the basketball. Caden Sutton, turnaround spin move on the baseline over Simon. Up and off, no good. Not to go with the rebound. Outlet pass quickly down to Jacob Jordan to Jake Freshel. Freshel inside the paint. Floats, turnaround, fall away, jump shot. Freshel up and off the rim. Doesn't go. Caden Sutton has the rebound. Sutton flips the outlet pass to Cooper Ebling. He'll bring it up court in a hurry. Ebling picked up defensively by Jacob Jordan. Goes into Cooper Morgan with it. Back to Ebling it comes. Now Morgan cross court pass to Aiden Sutton. Sutton got away from Simon there momentarily. Ebling dribbles in for a driving layup that's blocked by Nautical. Drogan Nautical with the block shot and then got the rebound. Outlet pass down quickly. Nautical, top of the key, puts up a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Keithley under the basket. Evan Keithley feeds into Simon. There's Freshel, right side, Nautical, short off the front of the rim from the right side baseline. And 13-4, the Irish still up by 9. 6:55 to go here in the first half. This is Cooper Morgan with the basketball. There's a pass stolen away. Freshel driving breakaway, laying up and good. Jake Freshel with the steal and the lay-in, and Jake has 7 points for the Irish. It's 15-4. Sacred Heart by 11, their biggest lead thus far. 6:35 to go now in the first half. Cooper Ebling on the dribble. Gives up to Caden Sutton. Almost had it knocked away by Jacob Jordan. Got it back and flips it over to Ebling. Ebling holds the ball above his head. We got a foul away from the ball. It's going to be called on the Irish down here. Foul's going to be on Jake Freshel. On Jake, his first personal. And that's team foul number one on the Irish. It'll be the Griffins basketball. They'll trigger it in baseline right side. Cooper Ebling under the basket. Lobs it in. Cooper Morgan comes right back to Ebling into Caden Sutton. Sutton tries to go up against Simon. Shot is up, doesn't go, but a whistle on the foul, and we're going to put Caden Sutton at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. The foul is on Joe Simon. On Simon, his first team foul, number two on the Irish. Caden Sutton, a 6'4 junior. He averages 10.5 points per ball game. This one is up and short off the front of the rim. Nate Lyons averages 10.7, Sutton 10.5. They're the two leading scorers for the Griffins this season. Caden Sutton's second free throw is up. Nothing but nylon on that one, and he's got 3 points. That makes it 15-5. The lead is 10 for the Irish. Sacred Heart very quickly down the floor. Freshel into the corner. Simon feeds it across. Freshel off the basket, up and good. Simon with a great assist found Jake Freshel coming to the basket for an uncontested lay-in, and 17-5. The lead is 12 now for the Irish. Working hard is Nate Lyons to get the ball down court one-on-one against Evan Keithley. Keithley makes him force the pass across to Cooper Morgan. Now Morgan with the basketball. Got a whistle again away from the ball. The official comes to the table. Foul is going to be called on Brogan Nautical away from the basketball. That's his first personal, team foul number three. Back into the game comes Sam Dunn now. Taking a breather will be Jacob Jordan. Sam Dunn, a 5'11 junior in for the Irish. 5:48 to go here in the first half. 17-5. Irish up by 12. Morgan with the basketball. Gives it out to Ebling. Cooper Ebling in the corner on the left side of the basket. Across court pass, near side baseline. Down in is Cooper Morgan. Tries to lob it into Sutton. Ball stolen by Sam Dunn. Dunn down court, wants to take it all the way, gives it back to Freshel, back to Dunn in the corner on the right wing. Bounce pass, Freshel, open look for three, right side, up and off, no good, and the rebound taken away by Cooper Morgan. Morgan, the freshman, at 6'2", and they're battling for that one. Here's a long three at the other end by Morgan, that's off, no good, pulling down the defensive rebound is Jake Freshel. Fast break, Freshel feeds it to Keithley. Keithley didn't see it coming, it went off his back. Keithley grabs the ball, puts up a three, got it! Evan Keithley with his first bucket of the night. He hits a three from the right elbow. It's 20-5. The lead is 15 now for the Irish. Zach Warren gives up to Cooper Ebling for three. Got it. Cooper Ebling with his first basket of the night. uncontested three. They left him alone at the top of the key, and he knocked it down. Here's Brogan Nautical with the basketball now, down court offensively. Nautical, a cross-court pass, goes over to Jake Freshel with the ball. Freshel tried to go up with a shot, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called against the Griffins. Foul is going to be on Cooper Ebling. On Ebling, that's his second, team foul number three. Into the game now comes Derek Swan checking in for the Irish. Derek Swan, 6'6" senior, seeing his first action thus far tonight. So you've got Jordan, Schwong, Nautical, Keatley, and Dunn on the floor right now for the Irish. Inbounding the ball on the baseline will be Jacob Jordan. He stands to the left side of his own backboard to toss it in. Drops it up top to Keatley. Evan Keatley backs it out onto the left wing. Now to the top of the key, finds Sam Dunn with the pass. Dunn holds it a moment before giving the ball to Jacob Jordan. Again, back to Dunn at the top of the key. Now Nautical is down under the basket on the right side. He can't get a look. Jacob Jordan in the lane, flips it to the left elbow, finds Keatley. Keatley looking for Schwong on the cutter, coming through the paint. Nothing there. Here's a three. Jacob Jordan, it's off the iron, doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to the Griffins. Pulling it down is Nate Lyons. Down court pass, ball is kicked away out of bounds. I think Sam Dunn, I think, kicked it down there in the corner, and it goes out of bounds into the Sacred Heart cheerleaders. Back into the game now comes T.J. Vitosh and Jason Arnold checking in for the Griffins. They'll come in replacing Zach Warren and Cooper Morgan. Inbounding it, Cooper Ebling under the basket. Ebling gets the ball right back after he inbounds it. Goes to Vitosh on the corner. Cooper Ebling on the dribble. Vitosh sets the pick. On the pick and roll, no passes there. Schwong picked that one up. Around to the near side, Jason Arnold with the ball. Cross-court pass, Vitosh. Vitosh feeds it inside Nate Lyons. Lyons, right elbow again to Arnold. Across court, ball tipped away by Keatley on the steal. Two-on-one fast break. Keatley driving, laying up and good. Evan Keatley has 5 points. He got the steal and took it all the way coast-to-coast for the lay-in. 22-8, Irish with their biggest lead yet. 3:25 to go here in the first half. With the ball is Nate Lyons. Lyons in the paint. In trouble, gets it up to Vitosh at the top of the key. Ball tipped away. Nautical had it for a moment. Ebling feeds it to Sutton. Sutton goes up with a shot. He'll be at the line to shoot two. And we'll have a foul called on the Irish. The foul is going to be on Sacred Heart's Evan Keatley. On Keatley, his first personal. That's the fourth team foul tonight on the Irish. At the free throw line, Caden Sutton, he's one out of two from the line so far tonight, has 3 points in the ball game. Here shooting two. First one is up and rims off. No good. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the second quarter, first half. Here's the rack, 22-8, the Irish on top. Joe Simon checks back into the ballgame, replaces Brogan Nautical to give him a breather. Caden Sutton's second free throw is up, but it's off also. The rebound comes down to Derek Schwong. Schwong, outlet pass down quickly, finds Jordan. Underneath there, Simon under the basket. He couldn't get to the hoop. Up to Schwong on the left elbow. Around the horn it goes Sam Dunn. Feeds inside to Simon. Simon had the ball stripped away. Got it back. Flips it out to Dunn for a three. Sam Dunn nails a three from the deep corner on the right side of the basket. 25-8. Irish starting to blow this thing open now with 2:45 to go in the first half. Handling the ball is Nate Lyons. Trying to get some offensive rhythm going here for the Griffins. There's a shot from the top of the key for three that's up and off. No good. That was put up by Lyons, and a rebound to the Irish. Down quickly is Jordan with the basketball. Off to Keatley with it. Bounce pass inside the paint. That's Simon. Simon has the ball stolen away by T.J. Vitosh. T.J. just batted the ball away from Simon, got the steal, and flips his outlet pass to Cooper Ebling. Ebling pushes the ball down court quickly. They come on the attack here. Top of the key, Nate Lyons for three. Got it. Nate Lyons hits a three from the top of the circle. Timeout on the floor with 2:09 to play in the first half. 25-11, Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, my buddy John Nixon and I have a tradition here. One of us usually gets on the air earlier than the other, and then when the first guy is done, he gets to drive home and listen to the second one. So, John, welcome in. Hope you're enjoying your drive home from Mound City tonight. 25 to 11, we've got the Irish on top here with 2:01 to play in the first half, second quarter. Irish with the basketball as we move back to live action. This is Jacob Jordan dribbling to the baseline left side. Gives it up to Notko. Notko in the paint. Passes back to the top of the key between the rings to Jake Freshel. Bounce pass right elbow, Jacob Jordan. Freshel back to Jordan. Thought about it. Had an open look, didn't take it. Now an open look for Keithley from the left corner for three. It's good. Evan Keithley with his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 8 points now. Makes it 28 to 11. Irish with a 17-point lead, their biggest advantage. That game that John had earlier tonight, Mound City got the win. 88-75 over Worth County. Here's a driving layup for the Irish at the other end. Won't go down for Freshel. The rebound comes down to Nate Lyons. Lyons will bring the ball up court himself this time. Right side of the lane is tipped away. Caden Sutton has the ball. Flips it back out to Lyons. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul call on the Irish. Somebody slapping away at the ball there. Foul is going to be on Jake Freshel, his second personal. That'll be team foul number 5. On the Irish. Freshel will set down. Sam Dunn checks in to replace him. Down to a minute 6 to play here in the first half. 28 to 11. Irish with a commanding lead. Cooper Ebling inbounds it to Sutton under the paint. Sutton goes up a shot, a whistle, and a foul. We're going to put Sutton right back to the line once again. This foul's on Joe Simon, his second. Team foul number 6. Caden Sutton is 1 out of 4 at the line so far tonight. He has 3 points in the ballgame. All 4 of his free throws have come here in this second quarter. This shot is up and good. He's now hit 2 out of 5 from the line. He's a 6'4 junior, Caden Sutton. Here's Derek Swong back into the lineup for the final minute 4 of this half. Joe Simon with his second personal will take a seat. Caden Sutton takes aim for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, but it's good also. He hit them both. Sutton now 3 out of 6 from the line, has 5 points. 1:04 to go here in the first half. Sacred Heart up 28-13. A 15-point lead, and the Irish will have the basketball. Krogan Nautical inbounds it. Jacob Jordan with a minute to go here. Jordan into forecourt. It's a pick set by Schwang. The pick and roll. There's Schwang. Jordan pulls up with a pass across court to the right side to Sam Dunn. Now Dunn takes it underneath. Top of the key. Nautical. Open look. 3. Got it. Krogan Nautical hits a 3 from the right side. Sacred Heart has 5 3-pointers here in the first half as a team, and they're up 31-13 with 35 seconds to play. Underneath, driving lay-in. Oh, nice move to the basket. Shot is up and good by Cooper Morgan, and he drew the foul. Morgan will be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be on Krogan Nautical. On Krogan, his second personal, team foul number 7. The basket is good. And at the free throw line will be Cooper Morgan for the and one. Morgan steps to the line, looks to the hoop. Shot is up. It's good. Morgan now with 3 points. 31 seconds to play. Irish down court. Sam Dunn in traffic. Pass comes over to Nautical. Around to the corner. Keep the baseline left side. 22 seconds to play in the first half. Jacob Jordan. Coach Doug Gold's up shouting, we're going to play for one here, boys. 15 seconds to go. Sam Dunn, right elbow, comes up to Jordan. 10 seconds to go. Jordan, around to Nautical. Here's Keithley for a long 3. He knocked it down. Evan Keithley, his 3rd 3-pointer of the ballgame. There's the buzzer at the half. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Diller O'Dell Griffins. Our halftime score, Sacred Heart 34 and Diller O'Dell 16. We'll take a 2-minute break here, and then we'll be back with the halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City. Your electrical problem solver.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Marlin Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marlin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
When it comes to raising cattle, you want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back inside the Row Activity Center here at Sacred Heart in Falls City. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Dillard Dell Griffins 34-16 in this Class D2 sub-district final. Looking at the individual numbers, first for the Griffins, they're led at the half by Caden Sutton. He has 5 points, including 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Then 3 points for Cooper Morgan. Nate Lyons has 3. Cooper Ebling with 3. And Zach Warren added 2 for their total of 16. From the free throw line, Diller O'Dell hit 4 out of 7 at the charity strike. For the Sacred Heart Irish, they're led at the half by Evan Keithley. He's in double figures with 11 points. He had 3 threes in the first half. Right behind is Jake Freshel, chipping in 9. Brogan Nottigal with 7 at halftime. 3 points for Sam Dunn, Jacob Jordan with 2, and Joe Simon with 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 34. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart went 0-for-1 at the charity strike. 34-16, our halftime lead, Sacred Heart leading the Dillard Dell Griffins here at the rack. Right now we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then our producer-engineer, Aaron Wisdom, will update you with the latest weather forecast. Whether you want to hear it or not, we're going to play it for you. And then another 2 minutes of information, and we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, Give them a call at 245-6510.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm meteorologist Mandy Feluber. We'll see partly cloudy skies in the forecast. Overnight lows drop to 6, northwest winds between 5 and 10. Friday, plenty of sunshine, still cool in the upper 20s. Winds out of the northwest between 5 and 10. 15 clear for Friday night. As we head into Saturday, we will see plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warm back into the mid-40s. Clear in 22 Saturday night. We'll see warmer weather on Sunday. We're in the mid-50s. Still lots of sunshine thanks to a ridge of high pressure. West winds light around 10. Clear 28 for Sunday night. Monday, plenty of sunshine. We're in the mid-60s. We're at a high of 60 degrees on Tuesday, with the sunshine continuing for the area. That's a look at your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, 15 degrees.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Dillard Odell Griffins 34-16. If you didn't hear us mention it earlier in the broadcast, tonight over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon was in Mound City, Missouri for the boys' district final. Mound City got the win tonight over Worth County. The final was 88-75, but the footnote to that one, Tony Osborne, the senior point guard, set a new school record at Mound City, scoring 62 points tonight in that 88-75 win. If you're wondering, yes, he sent it off to college. He's going to be a UNO Maverick next year. Tony Osborne, 62 points tonight. Congratulations to that young man on quite a performance for the Mound City Panthers. Here it's 34-16, the Irish up at halftime. We're getting ready to move into the third quarter. Don't forget, tomorrow night here on KTNC, we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish girls facing the Osceola Bulldogs. That's at Elmira tomorrow night. John Nixon will have the call here. I'll be over on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We're traveling all the way out to Cross County High. That's just south of Strongsburg on Highway 81 north of York. The Johnson Rock Lady Eagles will take on Niobrara Verdigre, a 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night on Sunny in girls district action. Both games, a ticket to the state tournament on the line with a win. All right, we move to third quarter action here. It'll be the Irish basketball. The inbound pass comes into Jacob Jordan, and he sets it up. Top of the key, the pass goes to Brogan Knott to go out onto the left elbow. Jake Freshel handles the ball. Now a bounce pass comes to Evan Keithley. Joe Simon in the corner, left side of the basket. Simon with the basketball, almost has it taken away by Caden Sutton. Instead, they come to the near side with it to Jacob Jordan. Irish very patient now. Here's Keithley. Bounce pass underneath all. Beautiful pass. Keithley found Jake Freshel waiting on the other side of the basket. Got a bounce pass to him. And Jake had the easy two off the glass. Here come the Griffins down court. Caden Sutton in a lot of traffic. He's triple teamed in the paint. Up top to Cooper Morgan with the pass. The freshman handles the basketball. Gives it off again to Cooper Ebling. Now at the top of the key, a long three is launched and up and off by Nate Lyons. Rebound brought down a couple of players on the floor on the far end. The rebound down to Jacob Jordan. Jordan hands it up to Freshel. Bounce pass inside Simon against Sutton. Simon tries to go up with a shot, has it knocked away. He just tips the ball back out to Keithley. Now Nautical for three at the top of the circle. Got it. Brogan Nautical's in double figures. He has 10 points now. Freshel has 11. Keithley has 11. There's going to be a turnover, an unforced turnover by Zach Warren. He just lost his balance out here and moved the pivot foot. Called for traveling, and it'll be Irish basketball. Sacred Heart gets it right back. 6:38 to play in the third quarter here in Fall City. 39-16 your score. Irish with the lead as Jacob Jordan sets the offense. Jordan to the right elbow, across court pass. Nautical for three. Got it! Back-to-back three-pointers for Brogan Nautical. He's got 13. That's his third three-pointer of the night. Two in a row here in this first minute or so of the second half. They're giving Nautical the open look, and he's knocking them down out there at the top of the key. Cooper Ebling holds the ball for the Griffins. Passed him Cooper Morgan. Around it comes to Ebling. He'll take a three from the left side. The rim's in and out of there. There for the defensive rebound is Evan Keithley. Keithley down court to Freshel. Almost turned it over there as Ebling had Freshel in a bad way, but Freshel managed to maintain possession of the basketball. Now Jake Freshel on the right side of the lane to the baseline. Nautical sets a pick for him. They do the pick and roll. Nautical's covered up well, but Freshel keeps the ball, takes it in for a driving layup. It's good. And he's fouled. Jake Freshel had a good running interference for him there. It was Nautical. Freshel got the lay-in and drew the personal. The foul on Cooper Ebling. On Ebling, his third personal. Team foul number one of the half. Timeout taken by Dill Rodell with 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the third quarter. Sacred Heart leading 44-16. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be right back on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5 minutes, 37 seconds left to play in the third quarter here in Fall City at the Rowe Activity Center. Class D2 boys sub-district final. The Irish on top, 44-16 here early in this third quarter. Big night tonight here at Nautical. He's got three threes. Evan Keithley has three threes. Jake Freshel hit one. Sam Dunn hit one. So they've hit 8 three-pointers already in the ballgame. At the line for the and one is Jake Freshel. Coming out of the timeout. Freshel looks at the basket. Now we're going to have a lane violation if it doesn't. It went, so it'll count. We had a lane violation, obviously, since the basket fell. Well, they'll just give him the bucket. So Freshel now with 14 points. 45-16 the score. Irish on top. Caden Sutton feeds it to Ebling on the right wing out to Nate Lyons. Lyons tries to go to Ebling. Good defense in the corner by Evan Keithley. Keithley got a hand out there and tipped the ball up into the stands about 3 rows into the bleachers. It'll be Griffin's basketball. Nate Lyons to toss it in the corner. Lyons into Cooper Morgan in traffic. Morgan back up to the top of the key. Lyons with a long three is short. The ball's going to go out of bounds, miss everything, and it'll be Sacred Heart's basketball to inbound it. 5:16 to go, third quarter. 45-16, your score. Irish with the lead. Now Jacob Jordan kind of casually brings the ball up court on the dribble. Works it across the timeline to Jake Freshel on the left side of the three-point arc in the corner. Freshel dribbles it back up between the rings. He's at the top of the free throw circle now, right side of the lane. Works down underneath. Simon sets a pick. Shot is up and good by Jake Freshel. Freshel with 16 points now for the Irish. It's 47-16. And there's a turnover. The ball got away here on the corner from Nate Lyons. As he made a little spin move, he lost the handle on it and went out of bounds. T.J. Vitash back into the lineup. Also, Jason Arnold checks back into the contest. They will come in replacing Zach Warren and Cooper Morgan. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. 47-16, Irish on top, Sacred Hearts basketball. Jake Freshel driving the baseline, driving layup. It's blocked, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Jake Freshel at the line. He'll be shooting two free throws. The foul is going to be on Cooper Ebling. And that's Cooper's fourth personal. Now, Ebling is their point guard and their main ball handler, and he just picked up his fourth personal foul. At the line to shoot two shots is Jake Freshel. He's one out of two from the line so far tonight. This one is up and good. He's now hit two out of three, and he has 17 points in the ballgame. Cooper Ebling will leave the ballgame. Kellen McKinney, 5'7", sophomore, checks in for Ebling as he sets out with four personals. McKinney in the lineup now. Freshel's second free throw is up. It's good also. Got them both. He's got 18 points. Here's Sam Dunn into the game. Sam Dunn in replacing Jake Freshel. Brogan Nautico will set down also. Replacing him is Derek Schwong. Schwong, 6'6", and a senior on the floor now for the Irish. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. It's 49-16. T.J. Vitash on the right wing. There's a pass up to McKinney. Kellen McKinney goes to Vitash again with a bounce pass. He holds the ball. Derek Schwong is out there guarding him. Up top it comes. Give the ball up to Jason Arnold. He dribbles into the paint. Around Vitash for three, and Vitash hits a three from the left side. T.J. with his first bucket of the night, the 6-foot sophomore, drills a three. Pass goes under the basket. Shot is up. Keithley won't go. Whistle and a foul. Probably on Vitash. Yes, it is. TJ picks up his second personal. At the free throw line, Evan Keithley. Keithley with 11 points all in the first half tonight. He's got three threes and a deuce. This is his first attempt from the free throw line tonight for the Irish. Keithley averages 10.3 points per ball game. Shot is up and good, and 3.5 rebounds. Our thanks to Coach Doug Goltz for providing us with some pregame stats here tonight on each of his players. Irish came in here tonight 20-5 on the season, looking for their 21st win of the year. Second free throw for Evan Keithley is up. It's good also. Got them both. He's got 13 points. Into the game now comes Jack Stice for the first time tonight. Stice making his first appearance at the 3:57 mark here in the third quarter with the Irish up 51-19. Down court comes Nate Lyons with the basketball off to McKinney on the right side. Kellen McKinney feeds it inside. There's going to be a whistle and a foul called. Just checking into the ball game was Zach Keithley, and Zachary Keithley picks up his first personal. And that's the first team foul of the half on the Irish. So Zach Keithley in the ball game also, along with Derek Schwong on the baseline under there. This is Jason Arnold handling the ball. McKinney from the corner for three. It's up and off. No good. Rebound Vitash. Vitash gives it back to McKinney. Kellen McKinney across court pass left side. Nate Lyons. Jason Arnold finds Vitash on the right side. Thinking about it. An open look for a moment by Nate Lyons. He decides not to take the shot. Now the ball is tipped away from Arnold. Off the official. Grabbed up. They feed it back to the top of the key. Yeah, it can go off the official and you can play it. That's not out of bounds. So with the ball is Jacob Jordan. Jordan at the top of the circle. He'll pull up and take a set three that's off. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Kellen McKinney. McKinney with the defensive board, and he'll bring the ball up court for the Griffins. 3 minutes to play now in the third quarter, 51-19. Caden Sutton with a nice move against Zach Keithley. Caden Sutton backed in and laid it off the glass. He's got 7 points now. Makes it 51-21. The lead is 30. With the ball is Jacob Jordan across court to the left wing with it. Trying to work to the baseline is Jack Stice. Stice brings it back up to the top of the circle. To Zach Keithley on the right side. Sam Dunn on the dribble. Dunn up to Derek Schwong. Derek Schwong across to the left elbow. Feeds the ball to Jacob Jordan. Schwong with a pick and roll. Underneath it goes to Schwong. Off the glass, up and good. Derek Swong with his first 2 points. Give the assist to Jacob Jordan on the pick and roll. Jordan with a nice little bounce pass. Put it right in Derek Swong's hands under the basket. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul on the Irish. Pretty sure this one's going to go on Zach Keithley. We'll wait until the official comes to the table here. Yes, it is on Zach Keithley, his second personal, second team foul. Now into the game comes James Freshel, making his first appearance tonight. James Freshel onto the floor. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. 53-21, Irish on top. Inbound the pass. Jason Arnold with the ball. Down to T.J. Vitash on the left elbow. T.J. across court pass. Open look right side for three. Up and off, no good. That shot put up by Zach Warren. And the rebound to Zach Keithley. Down court, Sam Dunn quickly. Jack Stice with the ball. Stice tried to put a bounce pass under the basket to James Freshel. Ball got kicked off the foot of T.J. Vitash out of bounds. And now inbounding it will be Sam Dunn under the basket. He'll stand on the right side of his own backboard on the baseline to toss it in. Bombs it up top. Comes to Swong. Right back. He goes into the corner. Bounce pass looking for Swong underneath. Stolen away by Cooper Morgan. Morgan gives the outlet pass out to Zach Warren. He'll bring it up court. Almost lost the handle there. Gets it in the paint. Now a steal by Zach Swong. Down comes Sam Dunn. Driving lay-in off the glass. No. Got his own rebound. Dunn will dribble out of traffic and reset the offense. Comes out to the left elbow. Pass goes up top now to James Freshel. James Freshel on the dribble. 1:24 to go in the third quarter. This is Sam Dunn. Around to James Freshel. Jack Stice from the corner for three. Up and good. Jack Stice, who just checked into the game a couple of moments ago, opens it up with a three from the corner on the right side. That makes our score 56-21 with 1:05 to go here in the third quarter. Preston Engelman handling the ball now. Engelman on the dribble. Around the horn to the right side to Zach Warren. Warren guarded by Sam Dunn out to T.J. Vitash for three. Got it. T.J. can nail that three. You give him an open look out there. That's his second one tonight. He's got 6 points. It's 56-24. Jack Stice on the dribble. Vitash comes out to guard him. Top of the key. The pass goes all the way back up to Sam Dunn at the near the midcourt circle. Dunn holds the ball there with 30 seconds to play in the quarter. To James Freshel, left elbow. Jack Stice for three from the right side. It's short. Rebound to Stice. Got his own rebound. Chases the ball down into the corner. Across court pass. James Freshel makes a move into the paint. Bounce pass to Derek Swong. Swong tries to move to the hoop. And it'll be a jump ball call. T.J. Vitash reached in there and tied him up for a jump ball. Possession arrow points in the direction of the Griffins. Dill Rodell has 17 seconds with which to work here in the third quarter as they inbound the ball, trailing 56-24. Into forecourt is Zach Warren. Warren guarded by Sam Dunn. Offensive foul. Somebody just kind of peeled Sam Dunn off there with a pretty good-looking block by Preston Engelman. Engelman picks up his first foul, team foul number 4. 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Irish basketball, they're up 56-24. Sam Dunn quickly down court after the inbound pass. To the right side, Jack Stice, back to Dunn. Oh, and the pass is long, goes out of bounds with 3 seconds to play, 3.8 to be precise. The ball will go back over to Diller Odell. There's the inbound pass down court. Vitash with a three that's partially blocked by Jack Stice. After three quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Diller Odell Griffins 56-24. We're back in 1 minute on KTMC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, during the timeout, the entire Sacred Heart crowd, cheering section, student section, all sang happy birthday to Derek Swan. Apparently today's Derek's birthday, so we had a little happy birthday song. At the open fourth quarter action, here's a three up and good by Evan Keithley, his fourth three-pointer of the night. He hits another three. Keithley with 16 points now. Here come the Griffins to the other end. A shot is up and off, doesn't go. The rebound down. Fast break the other direction. Simon off the glass, up and good. Joe Simon with his second bucket. Jake Preschel with the assist. There's a ball tipped away by Jacob Jordan, stolen by Simon. Outlet pass to Jordan. 7:20 to go in the ball game. It's 61-23 now. The Irish have opened up the lead here. Jordan in forecourt. Passes to the right side with it to Jake Preschel. Give and go. Preschel driving layup. Couldn't get it on the give and go from Nautical. And the rebound brought down by Cooper Ebling. Ebling back on the floor playing with four personals now. Cooper Ebling, a 5'10 senior. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Going to be on Nautical. Brogan Nautical away from the ball. That's his third personal. Team foul number three on the Irish. And it'll be the Griffins basketball. Ebling to inbound it under the basket. Ebling gets the ball in finally to Cooper Morgan. Around the horn it goes. Nate Lyons at the free throw line. Jump shot is up. It's good. That'll be a two for Nate Lyons. Just inside the three-point arc there. Lyons with 5 points now for the Griffins. Now this is Nautical handling the ball for the Irish. Nautical gives it up top again to Jake Preschel. To the right elbow, Jacob Jordan. Jordan in the paint. Top of the key, around it goes to Simon, back off to Jake Preschel. Preschel looks for Nautical in the corner, instead comes up to Keithley with it. Evan Keithley, left side, back up to Jacob Jordan. 6:26 to go in the ball game. It's 61-26 your score. With the ball is Simon, flips it up top, Jordan. Irish in no hurry to shoot the ball here with this huge lead. Jordan feeds it underneath to Simon, off the glass, up and good. Simon has 6 points, makes it 63-26 with 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Cooper Ebling, guarded by Jacob Jordan. Ebling to the left wing, comes over to Zach Warren. Warren tries to get down to the baseline, couldn't get there, he travels. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Irish. Subs now checking back in for the Irish. Derek Swong back into the lineup. Also Zach Keithley checking back in. Taking a seat are Joe Simon and Evan Keithley. They get a round of applause tonight from a very appreciative Sacred Heart crowd here. The Irish up 63-26 here. Looks like they're on their way to earning a ticket to the district final. That'll be played at a time and place and opponent to be announced tomorrow. We have no idea when, where, or who. With the reseeding of things here after the sub-district finals, you can play anywhere. Wherever it is, we'll have coverage for you someplace here. We'll just find out tomorrow where they're going to be. There's an inbound pass. It's tipped away, grabbed up quickly by Cooper Ebling. Ebling pulls up for a three from the left side that doesn't go. Fighting for the rebound under there was Brogan Nautical. Nautical falls to the floor. The ball went out of bounds off of the Griffins, and it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. 5.5 minutes left to play in this one. It's 63-26. Irish dominating tonight here in this sub-district final. With the ball, left side is Jake Preschel. He dribbles it around a bit, then comes up top to Brogan Nautical. Nautical being guarded closely by Cooper Morgan. Morgan right in his back pocket. Around it comes to Preschel, right side. Jake Preschel in the paint. No shot there. Into Nautical. Nautical driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. And we'll have Brogan Nautical at the free throw line. He's got 13 points tonight. Three threes and a pair of twos. And that is five fouls on Cooper Ebling. Ebling, a 5'10 senior, getting a standing ovation here from the Griffin faithful as the senior fouls out in what appears to be his final game of his career playing in a Griffin uniform. He finishes the game tonight with 3 points in the ball game. At the free throw line, the shot is up and good for Brogan Nautical. He'll have a second shot coming. Nautical at the line, shot is up and good. Our public address announcer, Steve Cotty, just announced that all the seniors are on the floor right now, all six of them, checking into the lineup out here. All the seniors are on the floor for the Irish with 5:02 to go in the ballgame. On the right side is T.J. Vitas with the basketball. Vitas feeds it around to the horn on the left wing. Inside the paint, moving to the basket. No shot there. Back to the top of the key. Vitas for three. This one is off the rim. Doesn't go in. The rebound comes down to Jake Freshel. Jacob Carney in the ballgame. Where's number 30? Oh, Carney's shot is up and off the front of the rim. Wouldn't go. Jacob Carney, a 5'9 senior. Jordan, Jake Freshel, Zach Heatley, Brogan Nautical, Derek Swong, and Jacob Carney. When Swong sat down and Carney came in, that was when we had 5 and 6 seniors out there, the final game to ever play on the floor here in the rack for him. Here's a driving layup off the left side, blocked away nicely by Swong, trying to put the shot up with Jason Arnold. Swong with the block. On the right side, Carney for three. It's partially blocked. The rebound brought down by Zach Warren. Down court, driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Jason Arnold for his first 2 points of the night. Makes it 65-28 with 4 minutes to go. Here's Jacob Jordan in the paint. A little floater. Jordan dropped that one in. He's got 4 points tonight. More subs up off the bench now for Sacred Heart. We'll see who else is checking in. I think James Freshel's coming back in. So is Jack Stice. Here's a long three put up by the Griffins. That shot launched by Caden Sutton didn't go. Ball is kicked out of bounds off the Griffins. All right, into the game now for Sacred Heart. We'll pick up some more ball players here for you. The seniors coming out, getting a big standing ovation from the Irish crowd, their last time on the floor in the Row Activity Center for these seniors. Jacob Carney on the floor, Carson Sells on the floor now. Irish with the basketball. At the top of the circle is Jack Stice. Stice to the left elbow. James Freshel around to the near side. Jacob Carney. Carney holds the ball for a minute. Baseline in the corner. Deep baseline right side. Top of the circle back up to Stice. 3 minutes, 23 seconds to go. Here's a three from the left wing that's off. No good. Coming down with the rebound is Jason Arnold. Arnold down court with the basketball. Across the timeline to the left wing. Comes to Kellen McKinney. McKinney up to T.J. Vitas. Underneath Caden Sutton. Shot is up. Off. No, doesn't go. Whistle on a foul is going to be called on Jacob Carney. On Carney, his first personal team foul number 4 at the free throw line for Diller Odell. It's going to be Caden Sutton shooting 2. The first one is up and good. Caden Sutton has now hit 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. He has 8 points. 3:06 to go. Be sure to stay tuned for a post-game show. A complete rundown of the individual numbers. Second free throw is up and good also for Caden Sutton. We'll give you a complete rundown, let you know how your favorite player did tonight. Individual scoring totals here, as well as some other stats for you at the post-game show. Irish with the basketball in the paint. Sutton tips the ball away. It's loose on the floor. Bodies all over the place. The official blew the whistle, but I didn't see. Okay, now he's going to come over and call a foul here. Foul is going to be called against the Irish. I believe they said the young man's name is Krause. I don't have, and I apologize for this, I don't have a 41 on the roster or on the thing I was given, but that's who the foul's called on. 2:48 to go in the ballgame. T.J. Vitas with the basketball for the Griffins at the top of the circle. Up to Jason Arnold to the right elbow, moving into the paint. Right side, little fall away. Jump shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, try for follow shot. Ball is stripped away and stolen by Carson Sells. Down court pass, stolen the other way, goes Jason Arnold, driving lay-in up and good. Jason Arnold has 4 points as he gets the lay-in. Makes it 67-32. Got a couple more subs up off the bench now for the Griffins with 2:18 to play. In the corner, here's Carney for three. Off the iron, didn't go. Everybody was cheering there for Jacob Carney, hoping the senior could get in the scorebook, but it wouldn't drop for him. T.J. Vitas, top of the key. He's guarded very closely there by Carson Sells. Lob pass under the basket, shot off the glass, up and good. Put in by Cooper Morgan. Morgan's got 5 points, and he's fouled. Cooper Morgan, freshman who started the ball game tonight has five. He'll be going to the free throw line to shoot one. Into the ball game now for the Irish, Riley Nelson into the contest. Riley Nelson, a 6 foot junior, checks in. At the free throw line is Cooper Morgan, shooting one. Free throw is up. It's off. And the rebound comes down to the Griffins. With the rebound in the basket, Braidlin Wendlin with the basketball. Wendlin got the rebound. Outlet pass comes to the left side. Too tall. They tried to get it across on the near side. It goes out of bounds. Minute 48 to go here. Tomorrow night at Palmyra, the Lady Irish will take on the Osceola Bulldogs. You'll hear it live here on KTNC. Don't miss that one. Riley Nelson goes on the right side on the dribble. And the basketball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Griffins. Inbounding the pass. Braden Wendland in the ballgame now, a freshman. This is Preston Engelman on the dribble. Engelman all the way in for a driving layup that wouldn't go. Rebound, try for follow shot, putback won't go. Try for putback again, up and off, no good. The ball tipped around and the rebound comes down to the Irish. At midcourt across the timeline is James Freshel. Bob pass inside in traffic. Back up to the corner with it. That's Jack Stice with the basketball. Skip pass across court with a minute 8 to go. Carney had it on the left wing. Back to say wants Carney to shoot the ball. He's 0 for 3 at this point. Here's a pass back to Stice. Across goes Carney with a shot in the paint. And oh, in and out of there, wouldn't go. He had that so close. Jacob Carney. Now we've got a jump ball on the baseline. Riley Nelson down there tying it up with Braden Wendland. And we're down to 51 seconds to play in the season here for the Griffins. 67-34. Griffins basketball, Kellen McKinney across the timeline, a sophomore point guard to the right side with his pass. McKinney goes to Preston Engelman. Now McKinney for three. It's off the glass and doesn't go. 37 seconds to play. Irish with the basketball. Coming down with a rebound across the way is James Freshel. Into forecourt to Jack Stice. Across court pass. Around the horn to the left elbow with it goes. Krause handles the basketball. Right side, Stice for three. Got it. Jack Stice, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 6 points. We're down to 13 seconds to go. It's 70-34. Wendland with the basketball for the Griffins. Into the corner. Baseline left side, down deep. There's a shot that's up and off. No good. Tipped out of there. The buzzer will sound, and that's your ball game. Your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 70. And the Dillard Odell Griffins, 34. 70-34. The Irish with the win here in the sub-district. That means that they will advance to a district final and a ticket to the state tournament, one game away now for the Irish. Stay with us. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here. Then we'll come back with the post-game show and look at all the individual numbers. Don't go away. We've got lots more coming up here on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College. Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country popping superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your phone. For your home or your family, yes, it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back one more time here to the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. Our final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 70 and the Dillardell Griffins 34 here in this Class D2 sub-district final. Looking at the individual numbers now, first of all, for the Griffins tonight, Caden Sutton led the way. He had 9 points in the game. T.J. Vitosh added 6. 5 for Cooper Morgan. Nate Lyons had 5. 4 points tonight for Jason Arnold coming off the bench. Zach Warren with 2. And Cooper Ebling finished with 3 for the Griffins, total of 34. From the free throw line, the Dillardell Griffins went 6 out of 10 from the line. And as is customary, on the final game of the young men's careers, we want to acknowledge all the seniors for Dillardell tonight playing their last basketball game in a Griffin uniform. They are Cooper Ebling, Zeke Jones, Nate Lyons, and Micah Folkers. Those were the seniors listed on the roster here for the Griffins playing their final ball game here tonight. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 70 points on the board tonight. 3 players finished in double figures. Jake Freshel led the way. He had 18 points in the game. Evan Keatley finished with 16. Brogan Nautical had 15 right behind. Then adding 6 was Jack Stice. 4 points tonight for Jacob Jordan. Sam Dunn had 3. And Derek Swong chipped in 2 for the Irish total of 70. 70-34, your final. From the free throw line, the Irish hit 7 out of 8 from the line. Don't forget, more high school basketball coming up tomorrow night here on KTNC. John Nixon will be with you. He will be traveling with the Sacred Heart Irish girls out to Palmyra. They'll face the Osceola Bulldogs in the district final with a ticket to the state tournament on the line in that one. Meanwhile, tomorrow night, I'll be on the air over on Sunny 101.3 with the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. I've got a 7 o'clock tip-off as they go against Niobrara Verdigris. I believe they're the Tigers. That's going to be played at Cross County High School, 2 miles south of Stroudsburg on Highway 81 or straight north of York if you take the interstate. That's where you find Cross County High, and that's where we will be tomorrow night with the Johnson Brock Eagles for a 7 o'clock tip-off on Sunny 101.3. So that's about going to wrap it up for our live coverage of high school basketball tonight here from the Rowe Activity Center. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 70 and the Diller Odell Griffins 34. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on KTNC.